Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for your goodness and mercy that is running after us so that we can shine and overcome. Even in the valley of the shadows of death, you prepare a table before us in the presence of our enemies. Thank you, Lord. We have everything pertaining to life and godliness in Christ Jesus as co-heirs. We appreciate that. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Bless this day to us in Jesus' name. Amen. Greetings, precious family. Some very important, beautiful scriptures we're going to go through now. And it's Ephesians 6, and it's from verses 10 to 13.
Now, my beloved ones, I have saved these most important truths for last. Be supernaturally infused with strength through your life union with the Lord Jesus. Stand victorious with the force of His explosive power flowing in and through you. Put on God's complete set of armor provided for you, so that you will be protected as you fight against the evil strategies of the accuser. Your hand-to-hand combat is not with human beings, but with the highest principalities and authorities operating in rebellion under the heavenly realms. For they are a powerful class of demon gods and evil spirits that hold this dark world in bondage. Because of this, you must wear all the armor that God provides, so that you protect it as you confront the slanderer, for you are destined for all things and will rise victorious.
Hallelujah. Powerful stuff. We've come from God. We're born of God. And we got to stay in God. I love this very beginning here. It's so beautiful. Be supernaturally infused. You can't fight this in the natural. And you can't overcome it in the natural. You've got to overcome it in the supernatural new birth you have. And in the supernatural truth and love that is available for us, so that you can be infused with strength through your life union with the Lord Jesus. So it's a life union. It's not a Sunday church story. This is a union, a relationship we've been brought into, a walk we've been brought into from morning, noon to night. Every, you know, our whole life, your life must be in this. This is a relationship. This is a marriage. This is tapping in to the vine and bearing fruit, so you can stand victorious with the force of His explosive power flowing in and through you. And right at the end, you must wear all the armor that God provides, so you're protected as you confront the slanderer. For you are destined for all things. You're blessed with every spiritual blessing. You're a child of the King. You're married to the Lord. You are branches there to bear much fruit. And you will arise victorious. Hallelujah. Isn't this powerful stuff, eh? This is you standing in your rights as a child of the living God, predestined in Christ to be holy and blameless before Him in love. And this is what you've been given now. You're not in Adam anymore. You're now in Christ. That's what Jesus came to prepare, a place to bring us back into our destiny, into our family, into the kingdom. And it's all been done. And it's now about just developing on schedule, morning by morning, as we're doing this morning, refreshing yourself, stirring yourself up to think like a king, and then be kings and queens, because you are the ruling class, the God class here in this world. Not this deception, not this lies that has come from the devil given to the so-called kings of this world, the globalists. They are just the puppets of evil spirits at work in sons of disobedience. We are the sons of the living God with the Spirit of God moving us. leading us into seeing Jesus, hearing from Jesus, walking with Jesus, and experiencing all the goodness of heaven on earth as it is in heaven. And this is what we're bringing, and this is what we are waking up to now, because as we are waking up to this light and this goodness covers this earth as the waters cover the sea. So we are on a victory march, arising and shining with the family of God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, with all the angels and all the backing of the prophets and the church of the firstborn. We are the God class, and therefore we overcome. Amen. So be blessed to know you've been brought into this life union through the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And so just keep yourself in the Word of God. And this armor you're putting on is you're putting on the Lord Jesus Christ. You're beholding Him as in a mirror, His glory, and then that glory is what you're holding on to, and that's what you're putting on. And this is on a daily basis. You've been clothed, and you've been clothed with sufficient to overcome whatever testings there are in the day. And that's how you're waking up now to the realities that are yours. So these are our things. These are the things we must set our minds on, things above, not on this earth, because our life is hid with Christ in God. And whenever Christ is revealed, we are revealed together with Him, because Christ is your life. So you've come home into truth, and truth is reality. And in reality, you stay, and then you have the peace, the shalom, the presence of God, the favor of God, and you shine like lights in this world. Amen. Be blessed, because you are blessed. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.